1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
I don't think it's happened to anybody in this room.
What?
Maybe.
Well,
what?
Maybe it's happened to one of us, but usually you know of someone who's been banned from Uber.
Oh, yeah, Alexis.
Yeah. No,
I haven't.
Okay.
My best friend has been blacklisted from Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. Oh, and Lyft.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I open the door before I puke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we all know one who, or at least they get suspended.
Sure.
And today we call a guy who had a drunken incident in his rideshare the other night.
Oh, God.
Told his buddy about it, and his buddy did the right thing, and he forwarded that information on to us.
Yeah, he did.
So that we could screw with his friend, and that's what we did in today's phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colin?
Yeah, this is he. Who's this?
My name's David Squat Pump. I'm calling from Uber. Do you have a second to talk?
Yeah. What's this about?
Well, our records show you took a ride using our app the other night, and your driver lodged a complaint. So I just need to follow up and talk to you about it. That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember the ride I'm talking about on Saturday night around 1:30 a.m.?
I do. I'm really embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that. That never happened. I just had too much to drink.
Our driver said that you were acting pretty belligerent. And we're unruly and eventually got sick in the back seat.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I mean, that's all true. I can't deny that. I apologize. I mean, I'll pay for damages or what, you know.
Well, look, because you've been a loyal user for many years and this is your first serious offense, I think we can try and work with you on a compromise.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay, so here's what I can do. For the next 2 months, we'll put you on a soft suspension, where you're only going to be able to use our new service that we're starting called Uber PB.
What is that? What do you mean? I've never heard of that.
It's short for Uber Piggyback.
Piggyback.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we're testing a new beta for people like you who've been suspended from our normal service, where the drivers don't really want you in their cars anymore, and you can earn back their trust by ordering piggyback rides to get the places that you need to go.
Well, what do you mean? I don't understand what piggyback is.
Like, you've never had a piggyback ride before from somebody?
Well, yeah, from somebody, but what do you mean in a car? How do you ride a car and do you...
No, there is no car.
What?
You're just riding on one of our driver's backs.
Are you serious? That can't be a thing.
Well, like I said, it's a beta test. So you're going to have to try this out for a few months, and that'll help earn you trust back from the company. And eventually you'll be able to get yourself back into a normal car.
I'm not going to climb on somebody's back to get somewhere like 5 miles. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're right, actually, because usually they'll take you up to a mile and then you'll be transferred to another Uber PB who can take you from there.
Like a real, are you serious? Like a relay?
That's a good way to look at it. And that way we don't have you getting sick, ruining the upholstery and messing up the driver's cars.
I already told you, I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to be rude or whatever, but I mean, I'm not going to get on somebody's back.
Okay, well, I mean, look, if you don't want to use the service, there is another way to speed up the process, and you can volunteer to be a piggybacker for 1 week. Just carry some customers around, and that'll help expedite your suspension.
Are you out of your mind?
Okay, is this like an insecurity thing? Like you don't think you're strong enough to carry people?
What are you talking?
We can provide you with supplements to help you.
Are you insane? Yeah, I puke in a guy's car, and I already said I'm sorry.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm going to carry people around on my back. That's bullshit.
Look, I understand it. It's the weight thing. We do have a weight limit.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. Stop.
We're not going to give you anybody over 170 pounds.
I don't care.
Well, can I ask you a personal question here off the record? Are you single?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, as an Uber PB, there's actually a few guys who found love taking drunk girls home from the bars on their back. It's kind of a plus if you think about it.
No, I don't care, drunk or anything. And that's so wrong anyways. Carry a drunk girl home to try and fall in love with her? What are you talking about? Move on.
No, you don't try to fall in love. It just happens naturally. She's just got her arms around you, you know. You guys are talking, running, sweating together.
Are you insane?
Love happens.
What is wrong with Uber for coming up with an idea like that?
Okay, this is...
That should not even be legal.
This is not how I thought you'd react. Because I talked to your friend Steve, and he said you'd be more than happy to volunteer to be a PB.
What is my buddy? How do you know my buddy Steve? What are you talking about?
Oh, because he's the one who set you up for this prank call.
Hold on. Time out. What?
Oh, now it's clicking?
Wait, this is a prank. You're not bullshitting me?
Yeah, you're catching on. My name's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking with you. Dude, did you really think that Uber PB was a real thing?
I mean, not at first, but get so much conviction. I'm going to be just around the city now to seeing people like piggybacking all of a sudden.
I mean, come on, you gotta admit, it is a good idea, though, right?
No, that's a horrible idea.
Okay, will you at least give me a piggyback ride?
Wait, do you weigh 170 pounds or less?
I guess you'll find out.
Oh, man.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.